G'day, it's Jamie Soward here. Welcome to another edition of Pow Hour with Soward, where I catch up with some of the biggest names in rugby league. Today, I'm joined by Nick Kotrick. The Raiders fly burst onto the scene in 2017, earning Rookie of the Year honours and was on the cusp of an Origin call-up last season. We spoke to him about hanging around with the New South Wales squad and what it's like to be talked to by Brad Fittler on the cusp of a big Origin series. Canberra Raiders Junior, or Canberra Junior, Nick Kotrick, thanks for joining us on Pow Hour with Soward. Let's get straight into it, mate. How's the body holding up after the opening month of the NRL?
Yeah, it's not too bad. A few bumps and bruises, but everything's pretty good, so good to go.
You've had a great start to the season, not only personally, but as a team after losing so many tight games last year. What's been the mood? What's the mood been like this year, and how have things changed from last year?
Yeah, I think just little things have changed. Everyone's attitude's different this year, I guess. Everything's a bit upbeat at training and everyone's just there wanting to, learn more. And, just attitude and defence is better. And, everyone's just working hard for each other.
Yeah, you guys seemed like you've worked hard on your defence. Was that a key message from Ricky Stewart in the off-season, knowing that if you get in those tight games, you've let a couple of games slip off the back of some loose defence? Was that Ricky Stewart's message in the off-season?
Definitely. Like, we've been working on that the whole pre-season, just our D and just the little things, you know, just working hard for each other. And just the main thing, I think, is just attitude in the last couple of minutes. But, been working hard on that and hopefully just keep improving in that.
Yeah, we know Ricky Stewart's an intense character. I had him at the Roosters. What's he like off-field, away from footy?
Yeah, he's good. He's not too bad. Like, you can come up to him, have a chat. He's calm, relaxed. Depends how, if we won the game, I lost the game, I guess. If we lost the game, I don't think. If you're going up to him saying, how you going on that, you just let him be. But, yeah, after a win, he's definitely good.
Has he had a blow-up at you since you've come into first grade?
I'm trying to think. No major ones, nah.
What about when he's on the sideline? Can you hear him if you make a mistake?
Oh, I can look back. I can just see him throw his arm up in the air. I'm thinking, oh, geez, We've got to fix that up.
Can't
do that again.
As I mentioned, you are a Canberra junior. You played for Tuggeranong Valley, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a Belconnen United Sharks boy, so I was a Canberra junior myself. Who were your heroes growing up? Because you're still only young. You've played 52 games. In your rookie year, you scored 16 tries. Who were your heroes growing up?
I used to go for Canberra and I used to go for Broncos. So I used to like Darren Lockyer, Justin Hodges, Israel Folau. And from Canberra, I used to like Josh Dugan. He was a big fan of mine and also Croker.
Yeah, right. So you're playing with one of your heroes?
Yeah, pretty much. I used to look up to him when I was younger.
What was the first thing you said to him when you found out you'd be playing outside him?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I was like, someone I used to always watch when I was a kid, you know. I used to love going to Joe Stadium with my dad and watch the games. And, yeah, I was pretty shocked. I was like, wow, this is actually happening, you know.
So you're playing outside Jared Croker. Is there a battle between who's the best side? Is it the left side or the right side? Because you've got Jordan Rapana and BJ Leilua on the right.
Yeah, the right side is definitely strong, but we always say left side, strong side, I guess. a little viral against each other.
How's the body holding up? You've had a big off-season. The boys tell me you're a gym junkie. You're always in the gym.
Who said that?
Mate, I can't reveal my sources, but they gave me some dirt on you. You're a bit of a gym junkie. You trained hard in the off-season?
Yeah, no, I don't mind my gym, man. I just like keeping fit in the off-season. Just like doing the little things. It's just fun, you know, getting your own little mode and just pump some music, so it's good.
Is it true that you warm up without a shirt on?
Nah, not sometimes, not all the time. In Townsville, yeah, because it's hot, but besides that, normally a shirt.
Do you put product in your hair before you play?
Who said that? That's Hodgie. Hodgie's up to things.
Mate, I can't remember my sources.
I know. Sometimes. Not much. Just enough.
Just in case you score a try.
Yeah, just in case.
Now, mate, you've had an outstanding start to your career. Last year, you were named in the New South Wales squad. That must have been a thrill.
Yeah, definitely. I was very excited for that. It was a great experience, you know, getting away with all those other boys from other clubs as very talented players. And, I took a lot out of that week.
What did you take out of that, seeing you had a couple of guys ahead of you, Josh Adokar and Tom Dubojevic? Tom's injured this year. Do you think, you know, you saw enough last year to be hanging around those guys? Do you think you'd be ready to play Origin?
Yeah, I think I just got to work on the little things, you know, just work hard for the Raiders and do the little things right. And if the time comes, the time comes. Yeah, it's definitely a dream of mine to play for the Blues one day. So just keep put my head down and see what happens.
Well, you've already played for the Prime Minister's team in 2018 against Papua New Guinea. How was that experience, not only from the footy side of things, but going up and seeing how much the locals love the game?
Yeah, it was definitely a big eye-opener for me. You know, I've never been over there, so... Yeah, they definitely great experience, you know. They love their footy over there and they're so passionate. And it was, yeah, I felt like a movie star over there. Everyone just surrounds you and they just love their footy. So it was good to go experience that and just see, you know, just see how they live over there too, you know. It's just a bit different. We're so grateful here in Australia. And, yeah, it was definitely a great experience for me.
That's fair. I went over there a couple of times and you found, like, you thought that people over here love the game, but you realise over there you are a rock star, and I think one day they'd be a fantastic addition in the NRL. It must have been some sort of experience having that exposure at such a young age, plus playing with some of the guys that you were looking up to as well.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't believe it too, you know, to play against, like, I was playing alongside, like, Cherry Evans and a few of those boys, you know, big name players, and Aaron Woods, Clemmer, and it was, yeah, I learnt heaps that week. It was good to get away. And yeah, as you said, they love their footy over there. I just couldn't believe it, how much I love it. You actually feel like a movie star, you know, like giving away your shirt. Everyone was jumping in the crowd. And, yeah, they're such talented footballers too, you know. You can definitely feel a tackle when they hit you.
Now, you're a bit of a FIFA head, I found out. Are you the best at the club?
So far, I haven't lost the game with Juventus, so I'd say I'm all right.
Is it?
But Hodgie's pretty good. Hodgie, I'll give that to him. Hodgie beat me in Townsville the other day, so that was lucky, but he just got me, so in penalties, doesn't really count.
Is it true you style your hair like Cristiano Ronaldo?
Nah. I like Cristiano Ronaldo, he's a good player, but similar, I guess, a little bit.
How does Nick Kotrick prepare for a game? You have a massive game this week against the Parramatta Eels. They're flying. Blake Ferguson's probably the form winger in the competition. How do you prepare for such a big task this weekend, marking him?
Yeah, I guess just start now, you know, preparation a couple of days before the game. Just watch what you eat, just hydrate, and just before the game, like that night before, just go to bed pretty early, like, you know, 9:30, 10:30, get lights out, and then wake up, just relax and nice break into you, and I like a afternoon nap.
Yeah, Nick, we know all that, mate. We want to know about Blake Ferguson, you know. How are you going to take him on? What have you seen any weaknesses in his game?
No really weaknesses. He's a great player, you know. He's such a strong ball carrier. So just go watch that and just, yeah, it's going to be a good game out there this weekend. And,
come on, mate. You've got to give us something. You've got to, you know, fire it up a little bit.
I've got nothing. He's a good player.
What's been the highlight of Nick Kotrick's career so far?
Highlight? Probably just this year or...
Wherever you like, mate. You can tell me of your life if you like.
Probably debuting. You know, debuting was big for me, and probably making the 19th man for the Origin. That was a great experience for me. You know, I loved being in and around that. So that was, it was a big eye-opener.
Take us back to your debut, mate. What was it like? Were you nervous?
Oh, so nervous, man. I couldn't sleep the night before the game. I just remember looking at the ceiling. I went to bed 8:30. I couldn't sleep till 12.
And how'd you play?
Yeah, I remember in the change room, I was shaking, and Jackie White comes up and goes, mate, you got to relax, like, just calm down. I was like, I couldn't stop moving around the change room, and I remember just going out there, first kick, first, I just put a high bomb up, and then just lucking up. I got up for it and tapped it back, and one of our boys got it, so yeah. Real game, couldn't believe it.
Do you like playing fullback, or you see yourself more as a winger these days?
I don't mind. I like both positions, to be honest. Both fun, you know, like, fullback's a lot of room, but a lot of improvement there too. You know, you got to be real fit at the back. And I like both, you know. I'm happy either. I like wing too, you know. So just anyway, just to be playing, mate, I'm happy.
What about the Raiders for the rest of this year, mate? You've had a great start to the year. Where do you see these guys? You see top eight's obviously your goal, but you must be happy with how you guys have started 3 from 4.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good start to the season. I guess we just got to keep working hard, you know. Just their training and those little things in defence and attack. And we just take each week as it comes and just, yeah, just focus on the next, this upcoming game and just go game from game, I guess.
Now, mate, I hated playing against Canberra in Canberra. Jared Croker would always give me a bath down there. But what's it like being a local junior running out to the Viking Club that's new, but also in front of family and friends that can watch you every week? It must be a bit of a thrill.
Yeah, definitely. It's an unreal feeling, you know, to have all your friends and family members and people you played against, played with, just all supporting you and running out to that stadium, you know, that I always looked up to when I was younger. I've always dreamt of playing there, and now I get the chance to play. It's just, yeah, it's a surreal feeling. Just love it.
If the game's on the line and Sam Williams has to kick it to one wing, would he kick it to Rapana or Nick Kotrick?
Oh, what is he? I think he's a right footer, so yeah, probably kick it to Rapper.
You wouldn't want him to kick it to you?
I want him to kick it to me too, yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm happy just if we win the game.
What about if we need a field goal to win? Would Nick Kotrick find his way centre field at any stage?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a crack. Did a few at training, but not in the game yet.
Tell us one thing that no one knows about you, Nick.
One thing that no one knows. Oh, that's tough. I don't know.
Well, we found out that you put hair in your product before games.
Some games, not always. Probably that I used to play soccer when I was younger until I was about 15.
Okay, so you're a bit like Josh Mansour, really. You used to play soccer and then you just got really big, so now you play league.
Yeah, something like that. I used to play soccer when I was younger. I think it was just, I don't know, all my mates and cousins, they used to play soccer, so I used to love that too.
What position were you?
Striker up front, so I score the goals.
All right, I'd like to see that. Who's the one team that you hate playing against?
One team. Probably every team, to be honest, but probably Cronulla or Storm.
What's the favourite place you like playing in the NRL? What stadium's the best?
Probably Gold Coast.
Gold Coast Titans, really? Not Brisbane?
Open Seabus. Oh, Suncorp, yeah, too. I do like Suncorp's, yeah, probably my favourite, actually. Suncorp, change that.
Who's one player that's just got it over you that you can't, every time you play him, you just can't? See, for me, Jared Croker would always step me or score a try when I was defending out there. Who's the one player that's got the wood over Nick Kotrick?
One player.
Yeah, that one guy that you just can't against, and yeah, he scored 3 tries last week.
Oh, yeah, Vinavali's big body, man.
I didn't want to say it, but I was just going to, yeah. I was trying to lead you down there.
I know you're trying to say it. I was just trying to think of something else.
All right, mate. Well, thanks very much for joining us on Power Hour with Sour, mate. We appreciate your time and good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Power Hour with Sour. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. I'll be back next week. See you then.